In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
With summer right around the bend, are you thinking of buying a luxury vacation home? We'll have some tips for you if you are.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Whether you like heading to the ocean or heading to the mountains, many Americans love buying second homes. What if you are looking for a luxury second home? Candace Taylor writes about real estate for the Wall Street Journal, and she joins us now. So, Candace, what is the luxury second home market like these days?
Well, it actually really depends on the market. There's a very wide variety what we're seeing right now in different markets, which is kind of what inspired me to write this story because, you know, in places like Miami, we're seeing record-breaking sales. You know, there was a $60 million sale recently in Miami. So I was thinking, what if you don't want to spend $50 million? What if you only want to spend $5 million? Where would be a good place to look for that? And it turns out there are some, you know, sort of less well-known areas where you can get an amazing property, but you don't have to spend $100 million to do it.
Where is one of those areas?
Okay, so as a Hamptons alternative, as you know, the Hamptons is one of the most expensive markets in the world. $100 million listings, you know, no longer rare there. A popular place is the town of Bellport on Long Island, which is about 40 minutes closer to the city, actually, than the Hamptons. So a lot of people like it because there's less traffic, but it's also significantly less expensive. It's on the water, and it has a beautiful ocean beach. But the highest-priced homes that have ever sold there are around in the $8 million range as opposed to the $100 million range.
What if I'm a mountain kind of guy and I like the mountains? What, should I consider Aspen, or is there another alternative?
Right. So a great option is Sun Valley in Idaho, which has, you know, some of the world's best snow and skiing and beautiful mountain scenery. But for a bunch of reasons, it's just not nearly as expensive as Aspen and Park City, some of those other Western skiing vacations. You're looking at about, you know, a half to a third of the prices in Aspen in Sun Valley. The catch is it's a little bit harder to get to. You can't get a direct flight there from New York. But if you have your own plane, that's a good way to get there.
Something tells me if you're in the market for a $5 million home, you might be able to get there somehow, maybe in a private plane.
Yes, and if you're looking in Sun Valley, $5 million is going to get you a lot of property. One of the folks I wrote about paid $3.85 million for 85 acres, you know, which is, you can get a really nice piece of land there for not nearly as much as you're going to pay in Aspen.
In a nutshell here, if you are looking for a luxury vacation home, it pays to look. Is that maybe the number one tip coming out of this story?
Yeah, definitely. If you're willing to be flexible on location, you can really get some good options. But what I found interesting is that some of these under-the-radar locations, and people actually prefer the fact that they're a little bit less well-known because you don't have the traffic, you don't have sort of, some people want to get away from sort of the glitzy social scene and all of that. Sarasota, which we wrote about, people said that one of the things they love about it is that it's a little quieter, it's, you know, a little bit more outdoorsy than, say, Palm Beach. You know, another surprise was that the Napa Valley, which is obviously pretty well known, but they actually haven't seen the high home prices that we've seen in some of these other markets. And when Robin Williams sold his home there, which was on 650 acres, it went for $18 million, which is, you know, a fraction of what a property that size would go for in some of these other markets we're talking about.
She's Candace Taylor. She writes about real estate for the Wall Street Journal. In this case, the title of her story was Get More for Your Vacation Home Dollar. Candace, thank you for taking a few minutes.
Thank you.
And if you like this show, check out our others on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. You can also listen to Your Money Matters on the Amazon Echo. And if you have an Android device now, folks, go to the Play Music app and search for WSJ. All our podcasts are there. I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters for The Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.